Time once again here on RNIB Connect Radio for our regular check-ins with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Very well, thanks. I think I'm hot like everyone else.
Yes, the record temperatures over the last couple of days have been very hot, haven't they indeed? Which I think we've all been suffering slightly with. And of course, with all the reports in the news about the problems with the hot weather. Elizabeth, what are the main signs we should look out for if someone gets into trouble with the hot weather?
Yes, Toby. I mean, I think we're talking here about heat exhaustion. Now, if someone is in trouble with heat, they have a severe headache, you could be feeling dizzy and confused, maybe with a loss of appetite. And also you'll be sweating a lot, cramps in various parts of the body. What happens to your breathing is it gets much, much faster. You'll also find a raised temperature and you'll feel very thirsty. So these sort of symptoms need to be looked out for in particularly vulnerable people.
Is there any difference at all regards to our age?
Yes, both ends of the spectrum, Toby, the elderly and the very young, they have greater difficulty dealing with extremes of heat. And things to remember, babies and children overheat and dehydrate very quickly in hot weather. Older people also don't adjust as well as young people to sudden changes in temperature. They're more likely, if you think about it, to have a chronic medical condition, and normal changes or body responses to heat will be different in the elderly, particularly with certain medical conditions. And also some prescription medicines that can affect the body's ability to control its temperature or even sweat. And there are some medicines where you have to be careful also in terms of sun hitting your skin, resulting in a rash. I think it's very important for you, if you're worried about this, to talk to your pharmacist, and they will look at your medicines and they will talk through your individual problems and perhaps give you really good advice.
So, Elizabeth, what should we be all doing to cope with this sort of heat wave that we're in at the moment?
Well, first of all, there may be some grandmothers listening, looking after grandchildren, and breastfed babies, bottle fed babies need to be fed more often. It's interesting, just yesterday, a young mum came in with a baby just 2 weeks old, and she was saying, oh, the baby seems to be very hungry. And that's almost like a natural response to heat. What happens is you need to obviously feed babies much, much more often, perhaps giving them some water as well. So it was interesting that the baby almost understood that as well, if it's possible. And of course, no wonder many houses abroad have shutters. And it's something maybe we all need to think about. And that keeps the rooms cool. Maybe you can close curtains, blinds. That will help keep the sun out. And try and not go out between 1 and 3. And if you do, wear a wide-brimmed hat. You can spray your skin with water. That's very, very cooling. And have cool showers when you come back. Dehydration, of course, is the main culprit. So keep drinking water to avoid problems.
And I suppose with the hot weather at the moment, are there any sort of adverse effects on people who suffer from hay fever with all this heat?
Yes, it seems to be, obviously, when the sun's out, hay fever is at its worst. So there are lots of overlaps. Clearly, things to avoid are open windows, which, of course, you might be opening for the heat, and wrap around sunglasses. It's always useful to do that to keep the pollen out, maybe some Vaseline products on the nose. So basically, trying to keep away from grassy areas, trying to keep out the sun, it's similar to just avoiding that amazing heat that's happening just now. So I know hay fever sufferers are really having a problem. So do speak to your pharmacist, because there's lots of things now on the market to help, you know, whether it's specific eye problems, nasal problems, whether it's just that feeling of streaming and just unpleasantness. There's lots of things that we can give you. But again, a lot of things don't go well with your own medicine. So that's why it's important to get to know your pharmacist, ask them how they can help you looking at your medication profile.
Well, some great advice there for us all on how to keep really cool in the weather at the moment. Elizabeth, if people would maybe like to make contact and ask for some advice, where can people go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Toby. Thank you.